Nation!
All right, y'all, Margot Robbie might be spreading some cash around with her next movie. We'll dive into that.
And Billy Dee Williams has some strong feelings about makeup, but it's not what you think.
But before we get into it, we've got some guests joining us. First, welcome back our friend, entertainment journalist Melissa Knowles.
Oh, thank you. It always feels so good to be back here with y'all.
And you guys might recognize him from the Dish Minute. Also joining us is radio personality from 93.1 FM in Cleveland and EP for the Posted on the Corner radio show. It's Haz Matthews.
Hey, what's going on? I finally made it to the big stage. Mama, I'm here. Let's get it started. What you got, Tanner?
All right, thanks, Haz. All right, y'all, let's get started with the Battle of the Thirst Traps. All right, and today's contestants are workout themed.
Oh, I'm here for it.
First up, we've got Mr. Loverboy, Lenny Kravitz.
Praise be to God.
And just like his daughter Zoe said on the Walk of Fame, he is rocking a sheer shirt along with some leather pants while demonstrating his gym routine.
Please.
And he said, "Thank God for today. Grateful, never been better. There are no shortcuts, so seize your day. It is all possible. Love."
Yes. Oh, my God.
Blessed be the rock.
Okay.
That thing. What the?
59 years old, where? Ooh. Where is the 59?
Okay. I mean, look.
I mean, he in good shape. He's strong, but
I mean,
leather pants, doing inclined bench presses, crutches. What is this exercise even called?
Move. This is not a move, Lenny. You know and I know this ain't a real move.
No, it is the move. That is the move, okay, Tanner?
With them leather pants, you know it ain't leg day.
It's not leg day, that's for sure.
He can hold my leg.
I know that's right. You better come on with it.
Come on, Zaddy.
All right, y'all. Up next is Megan Thee Stallion in her birthday suit.
Yes.
She's on the cover of Women's Health magazine. Body issue. Or should I say body yaddy 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 issue? She told the magazine that when she needs motivation to work out, she tells herself, "Now, if I want to be a stallion and not be a pony, I got to get up and get to work."
Yes.
Okay? Baby look good, baby.
I mean,
okay.
Oh, she's just showing out now.
She is.
Yeah. She's just showing out now.
Show out.
You said show out. You like it.
Yeah,
you like
yeah, that's hot.
You're here
Megan
for
looks
it.
Amazing, but she also in her 20s, though, so it's not really fair.
There's also that. There's also, but she puts in work.
She did,
in
but
the
you
gym.
20, all you gotta do is go three times a week.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, you can eat whatever you want.
Wanna, she's committed.
Made me want to go cancel my gym membership right now.
Why you saying
I don't never see that in my gym.
Oh, that's true. Hold on. A little birdie told me she's 29.
So 20? Like
29.
In her 20s.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know when you're 25, you're just 25. You don't go past that.
Yeah.
You stay right there.
29 is still her 20s.
A friend of mine had 10 29 birthday parties.
I know, that's right. Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
All right. Margot Robbie had a huge hit last year with the movie Barbie. And of course, Hollywood wants more of that. Mm-hmm. So she has a new adaptation in the works. Margot's teaming up with Hasbro to make a movie out of the board game Monopoly. And that's not all, folks.
What?
She's also developing a film version of the video game The Sims.
Now see, that I can see, but I don't want to see no movie about no Monopoly.
Why not?
Why I want to see that for?
I mean, because it can be kind of fun. You put people
in
jail.
Yeah. I like Monopoly. We're supposed to be watching people buy property.
You got to roll dice to get out
of
jail?
Come on.
She always went bankrupt, probably.
No, never that. Don't speak that over her life. That devil is a lie.
What is y'all's favorite Monopoly piece? I'm always the race car.
Oh, you're the car?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am the little stallion.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the top hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the money bag.
That's
that
new.
Sense.
That's the new piece.
That's a new piece.
Yeah. Have any of y'all played The Sims game before? I've never played it. I've seen it be played.
A long time ago, I played it.
My phone coming to be playing Sim games with my phone.
What you mean?
I don't know. Sometimes they say the Sim ain't registered.
Somebody. Okay, y'all. Mr. Billy Dee Williams is about to have the melanation population up in arms, y'all. Oh, so the 87-year-old legend sat down to chat with Bill Maher about his memoir. Well, Billy Dee said he got a good kiki from the 1965 film Othello, where actor Laurence Olivier imitated black folks by wearing blackface and walking around with his booty poked out. What? But that isn't all, y'all. He said when it came to the art of acting, listen to this.
Here's the thing. Today, I mean, they would never let you do that.
Why?
Blackface?
Why not?
Because
you should do it.
That's your point of view.
If you're an actor, you should do anything you want to do.
I That's a great point of view, but the theater would be bombed.
Now, hold up. Before y'all get to commenting, there's more. You got to hold your horses, okay? He also said, we as people can't go through life holding on to the victim mentality. Is Billy telling the truth, y'all? What y'all think? Is this old man, he need to hush? What y'all think?
Look, I respect Billy D. Williams. Yeah, he's been doing 100%. His thing, acting before I was alive.
Right.
That's that Mo' Liquor talking.
Not that Coke 45.
Don't let the smoke taste fool you, brother.
Put
don't
the Coke
let the
45 down.
I agree with you.
What?
No, Billy December Williams. We will not. Not in 2024, sir.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That Mo' Liquor, you hear what I... You remember the slogan, right? What? Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
I know, that's right.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Okay, fix it, Jesus. So, Azealia Banks is out here trolling, per usual. This time, though, her victim is female rapper Dochi. So, Dochi was minding her business, talking to her fans on the gram, when she asked, okay, y'all, what should our random or our fandom name be? Well, Azealia immediately jumped in the comments to throw some shade and commented, definitely should call them the wannabes.
Uh-uh.
Well, Dochi had time today because she clapped back and she said, the first time you came for me, I let it slide. Out of respect for my elders.
Ooh.
It's not my fault you selling booty soap and I'm selling platinum records.
Period.
Leave me alone, please.
What?
R.I.P.
And that's how you serve.
Right.
Well, why do you go out of your way, me saying per usual, because she seems to go out of her way to cause mess and to be up in the mix of mess. Why?
So she could be in the mix of what we talk about right now.
Right.
All right, Hez. We still don't care, sis.
Is she really selling, like, who?
Why do you, like, you want to talk about that booty soap?
Is she really
booty
selling
soap
booty soap?
Yeah.
What booty. Is her, why? How did she, does she make the soap?
Why don't you buy some?
No, I don't know.
And see what it's like.
I buy regular soap.
How do you test the soap to know that it's going to actually do what it's supposed to do?
Why are you asking? You're looking over here at me. I don't know. I guess you rub it in your booty. I don't know.
You're supposed to take... here's the thing. What you don't want to do is get your face soap and your booty soap mixed.
Uh-oh.
Why would those two get mixed up?
Well, if you have all your soaps in the shower at the same time...
See, okay,
I'm just saying body-specific soap.
Tanner, honey, let's start at the beginning. All your soaps are in the shower with you at the same time?
Yes, white people take a shower with their soap. They don't use rags.
We use rags. We use rags. You're trying to tell me that you keep your soap, like, you got to lean out here?
Yeah, they take the soap when they do that.
Like, I have a face care routine. My face care routine exists outside of my shower.
Do you keep your soaps in the shower?
Yeah, soap. Body wash.
Yeah,
I do a mixture. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm
like, you do smell
I'm gonna mix
good.
It together, and you know, I'm kind of half white in that. I'm gonna use the soap on certain parts and then the rag on others.
Has, thank you for those specifics. I don't know. This is our first time meeting in person, but thank you for sharing.
Hey, you know,
that.
I feel like we family. Yeah.
Sure.
I can go
we're
ahead
Dish
and share.
Nation family. Yeah.
We're definitely family
I don't
now.
I don't have no booty soap, though.
There's never been a time where I'm like, you know what I need?
Booty soap.
Some booty soap?
You know what, though? You know what? You might try it and like it. You don't know.
Well, you know, that's because you haven't been without booty.
Oh.
What?
I know that's right.
Hold on.
Well, coming up, which after the family is out here proving that men are still out here being low down and dirty. We'll spill the tea when we get back from the break.
The booty
soap.
Don't
you know what that means?
Booty soap.
You sound like booty, like getting booty.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
So a very married Oliver Hudson is reminiscing on the time he cheated on his current wife, Erin.
Hmm.
All right, while on the Sibling Rivalry podcast, Oliver said when he got engaged, he was unfaithful and just flat out crazy. And get this, Oliver says he never got caught, but he still told his fiance at the time because he couldn't live with the guilt.
Oh, wow. Hmm.
Obviously, Oliver and Erin got through this because, well, they've been married now for almost 18 years and they have 3 kids. But here's the gag. Oliver made it clear that he has no regrets because the cheating made him the man he is today. If you don't quit playing with me.
I was gonna say, what's the name of the man he is today? What's that?
A cheater?
Yep.
Okay, what a good liar? Like,
what did he say? Is he saying he got it out of his system? That was
he didn't even, did he say that?
Whoa, don't put this on me.
Did he say that?
He said he did it before they got married.
Like, this is some sociopath level mind game trickery.
I was gonna say some very narcissistic to me.
And they just hugged up and smiled like, he cheated on me.
He chose me. He chose me.
Though, girl, look at us.
For 18 years.
I don't know how he's living, but I've heard you're supposed to take it to the grave.
Who told you that?
Has.
He's not gonna say who. Because
I had heard.
You heard that too? I didn't hear that. You heard that too, Tanner?
Someone told me one time.
Somebody told you about that one time.
I can't say that.
That one time in band camp?
See, I kept quiet over here. Tour. Moving on. Not gonna get me in trouble on TV. It is time for a
Dish Debate!
Okay, so one young single woman says she is absolutely done with dating, and here's why.
I stopped dating around the time when I found out that there are women out here who are giving their boyfriends their work checks, and their boyfriends are giving them money out of that check for them to go and spend. I don't compete nowhere where I can't compare. The playing fields are not leveled at this point. Y'all the elitist employees. You can have all of them in. You deserve them.
That's called a pimp, baby. That you give your money to, after you work to somebody else,
no,
and they dole out an allowance.
Pimp, that is called Atlanta.
That's really real?
That's, girl, what?
What
is Who am I giving a check to?
Girl, these guys are girls out here.
Giving a check to my man?
You have no idea. How long you been married? You been out the street how long? How long you been married?
Well, this time around, I've been married for 7 years.
Yeah, you been out the street. You don't know the street, girl. The street crazy.
I don't know the street. That's what's really good in the street.
Oh, good for you. 7 years out the game, girl. I'm telling you. In the game now.
Seven years now.
They want you to split the check. They want you to split the rent. They want you to split the Sundays. They want you to split
everything. Wait, we can't split a Sunday?
They want you to split bills, split everything. There's a lot of women watching the show right now.
Mm-hmm. And if you're one of these women who, like, gives your check to a guy and then he gives you an allowance, I'll give you a better allowance. I'll give you just a little bit more allowance.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll invest your money and get you a return, but I'll give you a little more allowance on that. Raz, come on.
What's wrong with me being in control of the finances? If I'm the better person to handle those and dole out the money.
What do you mean the finance?
The
we're
finances.
We're not talking about love. We're talking
about
your
finance. Give me the finance.
There you go.
Essence Magazine has crowned another sexiest man of the moment. I wonder why I ain't get the call.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Hey, well, we'll find out who they chose after the break.
I'm just saying I'll help her invest it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Well, y'all, just like that, Aoki Simmons went from dating a 65-year-old restaurant owner. What's his name, Tana?
Vittorio Assad.
Oh, yeah, to being a single woman, okay? And she's taking to her social media to share her feelings about it. So she posted a pic on IG of her sitting on plastic bags with the caption, I'm depresso espresso, but I did indeed have to share. I found where all of my packages have been going to. Now, I don't understand this, y'all. So,
well, depresso espresso, I mean, I guess that means she's depressed. I guess that's the way the Gen Zers say it now. Look, I will tell you what's sad. Dating someone who is the same age as your dad or close to it, I really am not one to judge, but that age difference.
Well, who's the name of the person she was going to learn that from? Because her mama did it.
Hold on just a second.
I'm just trying to figure that out. No, Tamar, you're right. You're right. But we feel so icky.
Were we not just 5 minutes ago talking about 59-year-old Lenny Kravitz? And if Lenny stepped out with some like 25-year-old girl, would y'all be talking about it the same?
It's Lenny Kravitz.
All I'm saying is the mama did it.
You're right. Yeah, you're completely right. It just that it creeped me out when I saw those pictures. I was like, whoa, because she looked like a child.
But if he looked like Lenny Kravitz, it'd be cool.
Oh, I guess it's a double standard because it's Lenny Kravitz.
Depresso espresso.
What? Does that mean she's sad about they break up?
Yeah. Most people feel sad when they lose their grandparents.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That old wrinkly pink, maybe she liked him.
What'd you...
Wrinkly pink. I'm
the wrinkly
done.
Pink.
Wrinkly pink.
Yeah.
Oh my God, okay.
You know.
No, I don't. Wrinkly I don't know pink. About it. I don't know anything
you
about it.
You about to.
We both are. Okay, well, when Essence called it the sexiest man of the moment, they meant just that because they already have a new man taking over Damson Idris' spot. Ooh, it's the era's husband, y'all, Russell Wilson.
Stop!
What? You don't think Russell is
y'all, please get off of me and leave me alone. Well, like, come on, get out of girl.
Why don't
girl, because nobody want Russell but Sierra.
What?
Why? The sexiest man. Like, come on, we was jumping out the window. Y'all putting a tit on the two. Y'all was drinking hot dog water. That is not, like, don't do that. Like, come on, and that's not a diss to see or Russell. I'm just saying, we see him as a married man with her. Like, we're not, oh my God, he's so sexy. Oh, Lord Jesus, I hope they break up. So, like, no, we're not feeling that way about him.
Hold on a minute. There's not a sexy married man at all to
it
you?
It ain't him.
And it seems like it is personal against Russell.
It's not personal in a bad way. How many people y'all have sat at the table?
He looks really good.
How many times has Russell Williams come up at a table?
Russell Wilson. Never, but Russell Wilson.
Him too.
Him
too. At a table with a bunch of females. Oh my God, y'all, what about that?
Who is that?
I ain't never witnessed a conversation with single women. His name has come up on the table.
He came up to the table at Waffle House and Sierra was there. She was acting like that.
I can't deny it. I can't deny it.
Yeah. So moving on. We like him, though.
We like him. Yeah. We just thought that.
He seems really cool. And faithful and a good person, but sorry.
We not talking about that. We like them together.
Yeah,
that's
we
what
do.
We're saying.
We love them together.
Okay. Well, next up, our girl Sherry Shepard called someone the wrong name on live TV. Uh-oh, girl. Whoa. Details after the break.
Tamar,
don't get me in trouble.
I'm not over a 10 on a 2 or hot dog water yet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm drinking hot dog water. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. It's the last segment of the day, so
Dish is it.
So someone who wasn't drinking the hot dog water, our girl, Sherry Shepard, was on Fox LA Live chatting with another friend of the show, Amanda Salas, about her most memorable TV moments. Sherry made a little oopsie doopsie. Check this out.
Oopsie doopsie, Sherry.
Oops.
If you just saw Good Day LA, we had the queen of daytime. My friend Sherry Shepard is here.
Amanda Seale.
Oh, wow, Amron.
Oh, my God. No, my gosh.
It's okay. No, it's okay.
Oh, my gosh. But we on a live.
Easy mistake. It has happened many times. Yeah. I know Amanda Salas very well. It has happened a lot of times to
her. Yeah, she's such a good sport about it.
You can tell.
That's cool beans.
I thought she was about to bring Amanda Seales out. It was like she was introducing her.
Amanda Seales.
Where? Yeah. Oh, I mean, Salas.
Y'all ever mess anybody's name up?
Me? Every day.
She
just did it, Russell Williams.
Has it ever happened, like, in person? Have you ever messed
up? No, I don't speak that over my life.
Come
even
on now.
I don't really mess him up in person, but here for sure, every day, all day. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna plead the fifth.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Fifth. Yeah.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.